All right. Well, I'm not sure what we got going on over here. I mentioned we'd be back with more music, but that's going to be a little while down the road. We're gonna do something else for you first. All right. Want to get in touch if you're listening live and local? 526-3494. Email is open. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. All right. Some of you might remember this guy, Ted Kaczynski. Well, here he is for you now on Out of the Woods.
Edition of What If Terrorists Found the Right Woman in Their Life? How would things go if this happened? Here's Ted Kaczynski's story, part one. We'll get into part two next week when Ted hypothetically meets the woman of his dreams.
Ted Kaczynski.
They don't call me anything. They don't call me Ted. For nothing.
We apologize for the poor audio quality. This was recorded in his one-room cabin some years ago.
Okay. Couple more sharpened pencils. We got the makings of a bomb. Somebody called me.
Excuse me, this is not humorous.
Yuna. Baba. Oh, damn. They should have me design these pencil sharpeners. Then the lead gets stuck in them. Who, a professor who contributes to the military-industrial complex and capitalism? I'll figure out a way to get some work done here. Yep. Little do people know.
Remember, these recordings were made inside the cabin, unknownst to Ted Kaczynski. Hence, the poor audio quality.
Art supplies, and you can make bombs that'll blow up in people's faces when they open their mail. They don't call me Ted Kaczynski for nothing. Yeah. Oh, I need a hobby. I need some more sunlight. Why did I bolt that window shut? I don't know. What got into me? I crack myself up sometimes. Oh, Magoo. Magoo. Road Hog. That was my favorite cartoon. He was so misunderstood, Mr. Magoo. All right, this one's ready to go. All right, we've put in a good day. All right, there's a professor or an airline pilot or somebody who's going to be in for a little surprise. I think I'll draw some cartoons now. And then we'll get back to more pipe bombs tomorrow morning. All right. This is an audio diary, day 17. This is Ted saying, don't be dead until you open up your note from Ted.
bright in the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl. Singing his cattle call.
This is the Electric Company. Bill Cosby. My goodness, there are some major stars on this 4-disc set packed with extras, including an expansive 28-page booklet. Good God. Fun. Interviews with creators and stars as they age and get wrinkles and dye their hairs. Outtakes? Oh my God, we've got to get this. Karaoke version of the Silent E. Remember the Silent E? And much more. Oh, Chip, forgive me. We'll get to Sesame Street in a minute. Bill Cosby, Morgan Freeman, Rita Marine, and Irene Cara. Joan Rivers, Mel Brooks, Gene Wilder, Mel Blaine, Zero Mostel, and Chip Colcord. Just kidding, Chip. The Electric Company, the best of the Electric Company, now in DVD. What if I want the worst of it, though? The problem with these best packages is they, you know, they might have that odd one where Morgan Freeman, you know, like, wet his pants and... All right, here we go. Old school, show one. He told me which one to look for. So some...
You're the one. Make bath time lots of fun.
Ernie.
Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
I used to really like that song. Okay, let's play the one with the kids running through a construction.
Hello.
Wait a second. Oh, there's animation.
Can you hear me in the back?
See, I always wished I could do this instead of...
Welcome to Sesame Street Nostalgia. I am Bob, your host, and I want you to know that these early Sesame Street episodes are intended for grown-ups and may not suit the needs of today's preschool child. Hey, you know, I remember when I was a preschool. Yes, sir?
It's not about you.
It isn't. It's about kids running... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See, this is for the visually impaired. 2, 3, 3, 3, 3. We're going to talk about 3, 3, 3, 3. For you people who can't see, this is a big giant 3. And there's...
3 balls.
Wow, there's an early Jim Henson juggling. That's Jim Henson. These are really old films, folks. It's not even video. Yes, this little boy has 3 peas on his plate. 1, 2, 3. And now there's some goony.
3 crocodiles. 3
crocodiles and they're puppets.
1, 2, 3.
There's a little kid, little boy with a chicken.
3 eggs.
1, 2, 3. I know this isn't the construction site, Chip. I'm sorry. We're running out of time.
3 little pigs.
3 little pigs. Oh. And those pigs are probably dead now. Bill Cosby's still with us, so is Morgan Freeman. 3 birthday cakes, and the funny chef falls down the stairs. Remember this, kids? And that's the song of 3. So for yous who couldn't see...
Hi, pretty lady. Hi. See my little pretty lady here?
Hello.
Okay.
Your name
is Sally,
right?
Okay, this is boring. This is boring.
Come on, Sally.
Everybody's ethnic in these early size Sesame Streets. It's wonderful. It's like the whites are the minorities. I like that. There's an egg. There's one egg. And there's a chicken coming out of it. A chick, I mean. Okay, that's cute. Now, there's a puppet with no eyeballs.
Hello, Gordon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you know, this is one of our anything people.
Anything, see?
It could be anything they want. It's a whole family of them.
Yeah, hello.
So what do you want to be today?
I wanted to be a little girl.
You want to be a little girl?
Pretty eyes.
See?
Little girl eyes?
Yes. Yeah.
See, there's no eyeballs on this puppet for those of you without the ability to see. Now they're sticking eyeballs on the puppet.
Do you have some hair for me?
But she wants to be a girl.
Blonde hair?
She's a bald girl, but now they're putting blonde hair. It kind of looks like Goldilocks. This isn't what we're looking for, Chip. 3, 5, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is fun. We're learning. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like speed 2. 2 elevators. 2. These were great. Imagine. Hey, I gotta pause that. You know, some of the animation looks like stuff that Monty Python did with what's his face? 2. We got 2 and 3 now. Oh, come on. Where's the
weird story of Wanda the Witch.
Wait a minute.
Hiya. My name is Kermit, and Gordon has asked me to say a word or two in behalf of the letter W.
First of all, the letter W can spell witch, or wart, or weirdo.
I can't do a Kermit anymore. I used to be able to do Kermit. Where's the kids in the construction site? Oh, man. Rubber ducky. I'm sorry, Chip. This is what happens when you're under pressure. Oh, God, I give up, Chip. 6 minutes of crap.
There's a man walks beside me, is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living now? I was rougher than the timber, shipping out of Fond du Lac, when I headed south at 17, the sheriff on my back. I'd never held a lover in my arms or in my gaze, so I found another victim every couple days. But the night I fell in love with her, I made my weakness known to the fighters and the farmers digging dusty fields alone. The jealous innuendos of the lonely-hearted men let me know what kind of country I was sleeping in. Well, you couldn't stay a loner on the plains before the war. My neighbors took to slighting me, I had to ask what for. Rumors of my wickedness had reached our little town. Soon she'd heard about the boys I used to hang around. We'd robbed a Great Lakes freighter, killed a couple men aboard. When I told her, her eyes flickered like the sharp steel of a sword. All the things that she'd suspected I'd expected her to fear was the truth that drew her to me when I landed here. There's a man who walks beside me, is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living now? I carved a cross from live oak and a box from shortleaf pine, and buried her so deep she touched the water table line. I picked up what I needed and I headed south again. To myself I wonder, would I ever find another friend? There's a man who walks beside her, he is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him even though you can.
Liked that, didn't you? Oh, that was pretty cool. Yeah, good stuff there. No, no, that wasn't Ray LaMontagne. That was not Daryl Scott. That was Dolly Parton. Slowed down by 25%. That was the 45 RPM single of Jolene, slowed down to 33 RPM. I heard about that on a site this week, and there was a link to it. So we decided we'd play it over the air for you, and there you go. There's some alternate versions of it as well, where someone has also slowed down the tempo of Dolly at her regular pitch and played her singing in duet with her slowed down self. And there's also a Bruce Springsteen song, I can't remember which one, which they sped up. And Bruce Springsteen, when sped up, sounds exactly like Dolly Parton. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. And even the tempo of the music in the Bruce Springsteen song sounds more country when it's ticked up to a faster pace. So there you go. Fun stuff. And you can go to a place called 22words.com. It's over there. I don't know. Maybe you could search for Dolly Parton, but maybe YouTube will also help you find that stuff. But a lot of fun. We also had a brand new track in there from Jason Isbell. I don't have the full release. I have one track, thanks to Greg. Came off of a sampler. And we heard Live Oak from his album Southeastern. We're still trying to track down the full release of that one, and sorry for the rough start there. I was trying to play the Dolly track and it wouldn't go, so I was playing around with which one was going to go there, so we had to get that in there. But hey, those went well together, I thought. Kara left. Wait, no, that's coming next in the next set. See, I'm already looking at the next set because I was looking at Jason Isbell's information there. We had, yes, Pinecone Radio trail mix for you there. Peter Gullerud and some Sesame Street for the visually impaired. We had the trail mix intro in there, which is fun to play. And we started you off there. Ted Kaczynski, yeah. Some ancient Ted Kaczynski recordings. We're going to have to see if Peter has any of the old Nixon tapes. I don't know if any of you were listening to the news today or yesterday, but they've come up with some new Nixon tapes. One is George H.W. Bush calling to commiserate with Nixon over Watergate. And the other one's Ronald Reagan doing the same. And when Reagan's talking to him, Tricky Dick kind of talks about how pretty Nancy is and all that sort of stuff. So, Tricky Dick had a thing for Nancy Reagan, evidently. So, all right, enough of the silliness. We're going to get back to the music right now. We have some more brand new stuff. I have to get another break ready to go for you here, though, because we are definitely due. So we'll be right back after this. Actually, that's not going to work either. All right, we're going to play some music instead. Jefferson Ross has a brand new CD called Here, Island of Hope. We're going to hear a track from it now called Here Comes the Wind on Out of the Woods.
Everything was fine when you didn't have a dime. If you had yourself a field of wheat, amber waves, it was the best of days. Price going up on the street. You hammer and you hoe, you plant and you sow, every loving working day long. You live your life for your kids and your wife, nothing in the world could go wrong. Well, here comes the wind, blowing in from the west. It took the back 40 yesterday, it's coming back for the rest. Dust on the water where the river had been. There goes the farm, here comes the wind. Well, it blew and it blew till the next thing you knew, you couldn't see a hand in front of your face. The chickens and the hogs, the kids and the dogs, running all over the place. My, oh my, how the dirt did fly like the devil rising up from the plains. I'm down on my knees crying, please, Lord, please let it stop and send a little bit of rain. But here comes the wind, blowing in from the west. It took the back 40 yesterday, it's coming back for the rest. Dust on the water where the river had been. There goes the farm, here comes the wind. Growling like an old hellhound, picking everything up off the ground. Chewed it up and tossed it around, and carried it all away. Here comes the wind, blowing in from the west. It took the back 40 yesterday. It's coming back for the rest. Dust on the water where the river had been. There goes the farm. Here comes the wind. Dust on the water where the river had been. There goes the farm. Here comes the wind. There goes the farm. Here comes the wind.